Heroes Con in Charlotte, North Carolina in 2022. And we are with Ann Mullins with Afternoons in the Attic. So tell us a little bit about what Afternoons in the Attic is about.
I sell vintage and antique items for the most part. My usual venue for selling my items is the Oddities and Curiosities Expo. This is a big deviation from what I normally do. I just found out last week that I was going to be included in this, so I've had 1 week to pull my store, so to speak, together. Mm-hmm. And I have vintage clothes, vintage items, vintage books.
Sure.
And vintage clothes, my first true love, were vintage clothes, and bringing them here to the Heroes Con has been incredible. The reception that I've gotten from the customers has been really, really great.
So what makes a style or a type of clothing vintage, which desirable versus something that is not desirable?
For this crowd, it seems to be items that are pre-1990s has done well, and very bright colors. Desirable is always in the quality and the condition of the piece.
And where would you find your clothing?
Oh, goodness. Everywhere. When I was a kid, I started out with thrift stores. I do estate sales, yard sales, flea markets. Every once in a while, somebody will reach out to me and say that they have a collection, or that their mother or grandmother or father has passed away or no longer in need of, you know, decades old clothing. So I source pretty much anywhere. I am the person that gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, goes out, stands in line at an estate sale for several hours until they open so I can get in there.
We talked a little bit about colors, but in quality, in today's clothing, what people choose, can you identify things that would one day be desirable as vintage?
No. I am too old.
29, of course. That means too old.
The kids today seem to have a much better handle on what their peers are buying, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And so much fast fashion has been going on for the last 20 years. I think that the younger generations really appreciate the quality in some of the clothes from the 60s, 70s, even the 80s, the quality. As far as the future of vintage clothing, I don't know, although I will say that t-shirts from, say, the 90s, maybe even the early 2000s, can sell well, depending on, you know, what it is that's on them, the character or the movie or what have you.
Okay. And a lot of the rock bands and stuff like that, they're reprinting those, but the classic ones that are vintage from that era certainly have maybe a different feeling to them or a different cut.
Yes, absolutely. The quality of the material is different. The things that are made to look like they have wear, if you really pay attention and you know your stuff, you can look at the labels, you can feel the material, you can see if anything started to unravel naturally with wear, not just something that looks like it's been washed 100 times.
So you have a lot of clothing here, but you also have a lot of other types of things, from books to any types of household items and stuff like that. Tell us a little bit about how you choose to carry one thing versus another.
Well, again, I only found out last week that I was going to be here.
Okay.
I had to pull from my stock and just wing it sure. as to what I was going to bring that I thought that people might be interested in.
Well, it's a very attractive booth.
Thank you.
And if
it's a lot of work. That is really hard to do with a varied amount of stuff, so thank you for that.
Anytime you're dealing in retail, it's a lot of work, too. So tell us, if someone had interest in learning more about your company, how would they find you?
I am Afternoon in the Attic on Instagram.
Okay.
I am trying to be more conscientious about posting things. But generally, the way to find me is at the Curiosities and Oddities Expo.
Okay, and when is that?
That company does about 22 dates a year in different parts of the country.
Okay.
So we're in Charlotte right now. They announce on Halloween what the next year's schedule is going to be. I will always do Charlotte. It is generally in February. Mm-hmm. Atlanta is also in February in general. And any place that I can drive to and set up by myself in the same day, I will do. They are just that interesting and that great.
Wonderful.
So for a show like that, I will do antique medical implements. I've gone to Paris to the flea markets and sourced items to bring for that show. I've gone to Thailand and bought framed insects to sell at that show. I'm going back to Thailand this January to buy more.
Note to self, allows travel.
It allows travel, and that is the thing that I love about this the most, is that it gives me the opportunity to go out there and find items, an excuse to travel and buy. But the finding interesting, unique items and having the perfect person buy it and be so happy just is the best feeling in the world.
Well, I can see this for any number of genres. Your booth is incredible, and so I'm assuming that the other location you're talking about, much bigger, much more of the same, but just a better variety.
I would say yes. It's maybe not quite as poppy. I pulled a lot of things from the 60s and the 70s so that the colors would pop more.
Sure.
The Oddities and Curiosities Expo, maybe a little bit more Victorian.
Sure.
So I try to go in a little bit more of a Victorian slant for that.
This is lovely. I thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you at other events.